From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Representatives of Libya's rival factions who are in Tunis and negotiating through a UN-brokered process announced Tuesday that they formed a unity government aimed at stemming the chaos that has engulfed the country in recent years. In a statement received by the Associated Press, the Unity Presidential Council said it agreed on a 32-member cabinet drawn of representatives from across the country. But whether that government will be able to, in fact, govern the country remains to be seen. A jihadist attack on a top Burkina Faso hotel was carried out by six gunmen, three of whom are still on the run. That's according to the French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, Tuesday. He said six individuals opened fire on the Cappuccino Cafe before taking refuge in a hotel. That's in Friday's attacks in the capital of Ouagadougou. Three were killed and three are still being sought, Valls speaking to Parliament. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed that al-Shabaab will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. He spoke to the nation Tuesday, and Kenyatta said, "Kenya is unbowed. As I speak to you today, our defense forces are conducting an intense search, rescue, and recovery operation." Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. Witnesses say the bomber was riding a motorbike and struck a security checkpoint separating the Khyber tribal district from Peshawar. Rescue workers and local officials say a senior officer of the tribal police force and a local journalist are among the dead. So far, there are no immediate claims of responsibility. A majority of the victims are said to be security forces. VOA News.